This episode is brought to you by the Slash and Cast Podcast Network. Learn more at slashandcast.net.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Have you checked the children?
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Boogeyman is real, and you found him.
Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
Everybody, welcome back to Slash and Media News, channel where we talk horror and nothing but horror. How is everybody doing? I hope everybody's doing well, and welcome back to the podcast. Slashercast, the podcast where we talk horror, nothing but horror. I am brought to you by the Slash and Cast Podcast Network and our channel Slasher Media. And shut up. And I am one of your hosts, Slasher.
Unfortunately, I'm your other host, Tyler. I have to listen to him cock up the intro that he's done so many times. This is what, the 100th. 14th episode.
I always mess up the intros, you know. It's whatever. I fuck up the outro more than I do the intro.
Let me have a look. What episode are we on? We're on episode. We're going to be on episode 113.
Right, this is episode 113.
Yeah, 113 episodes, and you can't remember your own fucking intro. Tisk, tisk, tisk. I am disappointed in you, Slasher.
I'm disappointed in me too.
Wow, that's a good turn.
Hello.
Super depressing.
Oh. My mic unplugged for a second. Yeah, that took a massively dark turn.
Yeah, you killed that fucking intro.
So what are you being up to?
I have been playing the movies that we're going to be reviewing. It's not as bad.
That was pretty bad.
It was the way I was trying to say it.
Mm. It just say,
at least
just say, being playing Evil Dead the game.
I know, but I want it to be like...
He's also been playing some Shadow of Mordor in it.
Yeah, I've almost completed Shadow of Mordor's main story. Nearly 100% of it. Got all the glyphs.
Well, that's the thing, when it comes to that game, on the end of... I don't want to rush it. Because I actually like doing most of the stuff in it, so that's why I don't go for main missions as much.
I didn't. I did all the side stuff first. And I'm still nearly 100% completed.
Side stuff when I can, but doing main stuff as well. Like, leveling up to a point where I can do the main mission.
You mean getting the abilities?
Yes.
There's not really a level... It's not really such a leveling up mechanic, it's just looking at active points.
Yeah. But, like, fun games, like Shadow of Mordor and Shadow of War.
As soon as I complete the side content, well, the side stories, which is like Celebrimbor's story and the Slaver story, and I think there's a bit of Torvin as well. I'll be able to go straight into Shadow of War, where it's more fun.
Are you doing all of, like, the DLC?
Yeah, yes.
So that means, like, you're doing the Light Lord missions and shit.
Which is literally why I said I'm doing the Celebrimbor shit.
Yeah, well, what else is there? I think in Shadow of War, there's a few of them. But yeah, today, we are going to be doing a read-through and talk mini review of Evil Dead 2.
Which has no subtitle. It's just Evil Dead 2.
It's just
actually Evil Dead. It does, but it's not necessarily... It's Evil Dead 2, Dead by Dawn.
That was just a little subtitle, but no one really calls it that. But yeah, so this film was directed by Sam Raimi.
Obviously.
Written by Sam Raimi and Scott Spiegel. Starring Bruce Campbell, Sarah Berry, Dan Hicks, Cassie Wesley, and Richard Domier. I'm sorry if I butchered those names. Music by Kay Davis, edited by John McCree and Joseph Luduca. Camera by Peter Deming, distributed by Rosebud Releasing, Embassy Communications, Delirtless Entertainment Group, Place Pictures Foreign. Fucking hell, that's a lot. This film premiered March 13th, 1987, running time of 84 minutes, a budget of $3.6 million, and it grossed $6 million, so it made back its budget and more.
Cool.
Still not my favourite in the franchise, but...
You don't like Evil Dead 2?
I like Evil Dead 2, it's just not my... It's my second favourite.
Is your first the original?
No.
This is going to be having that.
This is one of the instances where the original isn't. The original's my third favorite.
So I mean that. That's just going to be.
It goes. First film, Evil Dead 2, then Army of Darkness.
So from best to worst, 3-2-1.
Pretty much. I think that's what I did my ranking with anyway.
Weirdly enough. Because a lot of people say Army of Darkness is their least favourite because it's way too comedic.
I think it's a mix of both. Like, Evil Ash has to be my favourite villain out of all of them.
Because... It's actually not classed as a horror film.
It's horror. It's horror comedy.
No, it actually says on here, Army of Darkness is a comedic dark fantasy adventure film.
Still technically a horror.
They eliminated the horror aspect.
Well, potato, potato, whatever.
Yeah, they relied on slapstick and black comedy. But we'll be talking about Army of Darkness when it comes to it, anyway.
Which will be our next one. But yeah, so who started reading? Is it me or you?
I believe it was you, so it'll be me.
Okay, go for it.
The film begins with a revised recap of the events of the first film, because we didn't already see the first film. Ash Williams and his girlfriend Linda take a romantic vacation to a seemingly abandoned cabin in the woods. Yeah, there's no friends in this one. There's only Ash and Linda this time. While in the cabin, Ash plays a tape of an archaeology professor, the cabin's previous inhabitant, reciting passages from the Necronomicon Ex Mortis, or Book of the Dead. The Necronomicon has been name changed from... Oh, what were it called now?
Yeah, it was called something else.
I'm trying to find it. I'll find it anyway, in a bit. Which has been discovered during an archaeological dig. The recorded incantation unleashes an evil force which kills and later possesses Linda. Ash is then forced to decapitate his girlfriend for his own safety.
Swing.
After he buries Linda, a spirit is seen hunting for Ash. The film then picks up with Ash becoming briefly possessed by the demon, but when day breaks, the spirit is gone. Ash finds little chance of safety. Oh no, when day breaks, spirit is gone and Ash is back to normal. Ash finds little chance of safety, however, as the bridge leading to the cabin is destroyed. To make things worse, Linda was revived and attacks Ash by biting his hand with her head. Ash brings Linda's severed head to the shed, where a headless body attacks him with a chainsaw, but Ash gains the upper hand and slashes the relentless zombified Linda to death, killing her once and for all.
Linda!
Later on, Ash is forced to sever his bitten right hand, which has become possessed.
He's about to do the thing, he's about to do the thing. Well, Ash... What did you say?
I said, oh dear. Oh.
While Ash is dealing with his force, dealing with this force, the professor's daughter, Annie, and her research partner, Ed Gettley, return from the dig with more pages of the Necronomicon in two, only to find the destroyed bridge. They enlist the help of Jake and Bobby Joe to guide them along an alternate trail to the cabin. The four of them find an embattled Ash, who is seemingly slowly being driven insane due to his encounter with this demon, such as hallucinating that the room comes to life and begins laughing hysterically at him. That's gotta be a massive mindfuck.
Also, the Necronomicon Ex Mortis was also named Naturam Demonto.
Yeah, that was the original name.
In just the Evil Dead.
I think that was actually a version of the book.
It was a different book as well, but because of just how it looks as well.
Yeah, it was a completely different book. Like, the normal book is the Necronomicon.
Yeah, anyway. Where the fuck? Oh, I went forward and said backwards. Yeah. At first, his mistake. No, it's because I have buttons on my mouse and I pressed it to go forward page instead of backwards page. At first, he's mistaken for a murderer by the four people because he shoots at them through the door, mistaking them as the evil force. But they find out the truth after listening to a recording of Annie's father, Professor Noby. They talked about how his wife Henrietta was possessed and buried in the cabin cellar rather than dismembered. Ed is possessed and is soon dismembered by an axe-wielding Ash. Bobby Joe tries to escape but is attacked by the demon trees and dragged to her death. Annie translates two of the pages before Jake turns on them and throws the pages into the cellar, holding them at gunpoint to force them to go look for Bobby Joe. Ash is possessed once again and turns on his remaining companions, incapacitating Jake. Annie retreats to the cabin and accidentally stabs Jake, mistaking him for the demon, and drags him into the cellar door, where he is killed by Henrietta in a bloodbath. Ash tries to kill Annie, but returns to normal when he sees Linda's necklace, reminding him of her. It's quite gay.
What?
It just sounds gay to me. There's a necklace. Oh, it reminds me of my dead girlfriend. Who tried to kill me. And bit me.
Moving on.
And the reason I have no right
shut
hand.
Up. Shut up. Moving on.
With the answer.
Ash, with Annie's help, modifies the chainsaw and attaches it to where his right hand had been. Ash eventually finds the missing pages of the Necronomicon and kills Henrietta, turned into a long-necked monster. Annie chants an incantation that sends the evil force back to where it came from. The incantation opens up a whirling temporal portal, which not only draws in the evil force, but nearby trees. And Ash himself. Ash's possessed hand stabs and kills Annie with the Kandarian dagger. Ash and his Oddsmobile. Am I saying that right?
Oddsmobile.
It legit says Oldsmobile.
Oh, Oldsmobile.
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 Landing what appears to be the Crusader held Middle East in the year 1300 AD. He is then confronted by a group of knights who initially mistake him for a deadite, but they are quickly distracted when a real one actually shows up. Ash blasts the harpy like Deadites with his shotgun and is hailed as a hero who has come to save the realm, at which point he breaks down and screams, "No." No! Kind of reminds me of Darth Vader. No!
Well, that was a bit more cheesy.
The thing is, like, that was really short. They missed the whole thing of Evil Ash was in this movie.
Yeah,
do you know when Ash sees himself in the mirror and that?
Yeah, becomes possessed.
That's Evil Ash.
But no shit.
And then Evil Ash in Army of Darkness just turns up and looks completely different. There's no truth.
No, it is mentioned where it says slowly being insane due to his encounter with the demon. Such as hallucinating that the room comes to life and begins laughing hysterically.
So, what do you think of this movie? This is a short episode.
It is a short episode, but we did do a lot of rambling.
Yeah. So what do you think of the film?
I like Evil Dead 2. Evil Dead 2, you can tell the budget has gone up significantly. And they were able to do a lot more stuff that they couldn't do in the original. There was a lot more gory parts. There were a bit more comedic elements, which I think fits with Bruce Campbell.
Yeah, and Bruce Campbell really does get to show off his physical comedy.
He will continue to say this every episode.
What he does, though, he gets to show off a lot of physical comedy, which he's really good at.
He's also holding the door very vigorously.
Hoping no one walks in, that's why.
You're not naked, jeez.
Shut up. But yeah, I think I have to rate this film probably a 9.
So I'm guessing when you review Army of Darkness, it's going to be a fucking 10.
Actually, no, I'm going to give this an 8. An 8.2.
I think you gave Evil Dead 1 like that same rating as well.
8.2. No, I gave Evil Dead 1 an 8.1.
So it's just teeny tiny better.
Whatever.
Evil Dead 2 is pretty good. I'm going to give it an actual solid 9. Because Evil Dead 2, like I said, does what Evil Dead 1 could
Tyler
not.
Tyler is one of those people who doesn't think Lost Boys is a horror movie.
Yeah, and just like you think that The Happening is a bad movie.
I know you don't like it, so that's not going to work anymore.
Yeah, to be fair, The Happening is a big pile of dog shit.
It's not going to work anymore telling me that you like it when actually I know you don't.
Yeah, I did admit to him that I hate
The Happening. Because I think we will record, because I lost footage though, because the footage ended up being we ended up doing a reaction to it, and then, we'll probably do that.
And then he lost it.
We'll probably something in the background got recorded that shouldn't have. And then that's why we recorded Jennifer's body instead. Which, because to be honest, was a lot funnier.
Jennifer's body was really good.
Jennifer's body is fucking it's hilarious.
I like the part where Jennifer has a body.
Fuck's sake.
Or just like in The Happening where
how there's a cutscene where the guy, it's got the guy who voices Patrick from SpongeBob in it, and it seemed just fuck, it's just Patrick shouting, I'm gonna rip off your nutsack.
Imagine if all the movie titles are actually so like obvious. Like in The Happening, something happens.
Something happens. In Jennifer's body, Jennifer has a body.
In Evil Dead, the dead is evil.
In Halloween, it's Halloween.
Well, it is, isn't it?
Yeah, but not in every single one, though. Not in every single Halloween.
It is Friday the 13th.
Some of them actually are not. Do you know in one of the Friday the 13th films, it was actually not Friday the 13th, it was Friday the 14th.
The what?
In one of the...
When did they start on the 14th?
Or Saturday the 14th. One of the films...
It will be an end of three.
In one of the films, when it actually takes place, when the event of them, of Jason killing takes place, it takes place on a Friday the 14th or something. Because they filmed it. I think they released it on that day or whatever. I swear, I watched a video of someone saying that a while back. When that film was set, it would have actually been the 14th, not the 13th.
But Friday the 13th is synonymous with bad luck as well.
True. Very true. That's why people get killed.
What about Nightmare on Elm Street?
Nightmares take place on a place called Elm Street.
Someone has a nightmare about Elm Street.
The horror. Fucking Predator. Fucking Predator, though. That'd be a worst one.
In The Lost Boys, there are boys who are lost.
Right. And that's...
It would just be fucking Peter Pan.
Oh, actually, to be honest, Peter Pan was a... Lost Boys originally, apparently, was supposed to be a Peter Pan movie.
Really?
Yeah. I read somewhere... I watched a video, and then I think I did some research, but I swear to God that...
Was it originally
the original director for Lost Boys basically said that it was going to be a Peter Pan movie where the reason why Peter lives forever is because he's a vampire. Basically, he makes other people into vampires, and that's why it's called Lost Boys, because of the Lost Boys thing. But because that director moved on, someone else came on to make it, changed it completely.
They still kept the Lost Boys name.
They kept the Lost Boys name, but changed it completely to the film that we know today.
But even if people don't know the reference, wouldn't they sort of like Coraline 2?
Probably, yeah.
It's the Lost Boys. That was in Peter Pan. I'm like, yeah, because it was originally going to be a Peter Pan film.
Yeah.
About vampires.
It's a really good film. I love Lost Boys.
Remember when Peter Pan was freaking Dracula?
Lost Boys is my all-time favourite vampire movie, but its two sequels can fuck off. The sequels suck.
Back to literal titles. In Peter Pan, there's a pan named Peter.
Okay, moving on. Right, I'm going to outro, and I hope everybody... we hope everybody enjoyed...
It's white.
I hope everybody enjoyed today's episode of Slashercast, the podcast where we talk horror and nothing but horror. Thank you for listening or watching or wherever you're listening or watching this podcast on.
The intro again and the outro.
Shut up. Obviously, this podcast is brought to you by the Slash and Cast Podcast Network and our YouTube channel, Slash and Media. We talk horror, nothing but horror. I have been one of your hosts, Slasher.
And I've been your other host, Tyler. Make sure to check out all the links below.
Yeah, because I forgot that. And keep on slashing, keep watching horror, and we'll see horror fans later. Bye for now.
Bye.
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Have you checked the children? Children.
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Hi, I'm Chucky. Wanna play?
Boogeyman is real, and you found him.
Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!
What's happening, lovers? What's going on? We gonna get tropical. Welcome back to another episode of Make Every Death Count. We are your hosts. My name is Riley. Alright, folks. With that, as always, thank you guys so much for listening, and we'll talk to you in the next one. Bye!
Whatever you do, don't fall asleep.
Have you checked the children?
I am the devil, and I am here to do the devil's work.
We all go a little mad sometimes.
Hi, Chucky wanna play?
Boogeyman is real, and you found him.
Don't you blame the movies! Movies don't create psychos! Movies make psychos more creative!